This is a Monday edition of Ozarks at Large. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with us. The Mounted Patrol Program may be returning to the Buffalo National River. Two quarter horses have been purchased by the park. Lauren Ray, a park ranger, says horses can serve a critical role.
Yes. So what a lot of people don't realize is that more than one-third of the land area at Buffalo National River is congressionally designated wilderness. And so having a mounted patrol program makes it possible for us to patrol those wilderness and backcountry areas and also to respond to search and rescue incidents in the backcountry.
Ray says in the past 5 years, 40% of park search and rescues were conducted in wilderness areas on foot and with horses, where vehicles could not go. She says the new horses, named Nacho and Cinco, were trained at the Arkansas Department of Correction North Central Unit in Calico Rock,
which has an extensive horse training program where officers and inmates work collaboratively to train and work with these horses every single day at the different prison facilities across the state. And certain horses that are really, that have proven to be well-equipped for other jobs are sometimes sold by the Arkansas Department of Correction to other agencies like the National Park Service.
Nacho and Cinco are stabled at the Valley Y Ranch, a former Arabian horse farm that preceded Steel Creek Campground. The public can observe them grazing when not on duty. The new horses are replacing Fred and Gus, recently retired from the park's Mounted Patrol program. Fred and Gus are available for adoption through Hope for Horses Equine Rescue in Yellville. For adoption information, visit hopeforhorsesrescue.org.